Hello. Today is Wednesday, 22nd of July. Welcome to another amazing segment of Rhapsody of Reality's Daily Devotional. Today's topic is Prayer Strengthens You to Do His Will. The verse is taken from Luke 22:43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. One of the many benefits of prayer is that it strengthens you against unbelief to do God's will. Unbelief isn't only about not demonstrating faith for what you want from God. Unbelief is also a refusal to act as God said we should act. Imagine that you're unhappy about something and you want to take a certain action, and the Spirit says, "No need, let the matter go." Yet, you go ahead with your decision. That's unbelief. Think about Moses in Numbers 20. God instructed him to speak to the rock and water would come out of the rock for the children of Israel to drink. But being angry at the people, Moses struck the rock twice. Instead of speaking to the rock, the Lord was displeased and said to Moses and Aaron, "Because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given thee." Moses' disobedience was a result of unbelief. God said so. Perhaps if he had done as God instructed, he'd have been healed of the anger and frustration with the people. This is part of the reasons for prayer. In the place of prayer, you're supposed to give up the consciousness of everything else and everybody else. When you're in prayer, you give up offenses and humbly fellowship in God's presence. Your spirit is calm from every disturbance or distraction. At that moment, you can yield to his love and direction. Even if you had a lot of things you wanted to tell him, sometimes he interrupts you. He starts talking before you talk. Suddenly, all the doubt, anger, frustration will disappear, and you're strengthened. This happened with Jesus as he prayed during that moment of anguish. The Bible says, "There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him." In the place of prayer, he received strength to do the will of the Father. So, pray more. Especially in these last days, the more frequently you pray, the more you're pulled by the Spirit's mind to his ways, strategy, and direction. Hallelujah. Now let's take the prayer together. Dear Father, I thank you for your peace that garrisons my heart and mind. Thank you for the opportunity of fellowship with you in prayer and being strengthened to do your will and live for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time, do have a lovely day.